Hi everybody, this is Ryan George from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for The Force Awakens that I made several years ago. And then you can stick around after because I'm going to talk about it and things and stuff. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a TIE fighter.
You said you had a new Star Wars script to pitch me?
Yes, sir, and I know you bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion, so there's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, we really have to find a way to capture the essence of the original trilogy. I mean, I know that's gonna be tough.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, well, I figure we can just redo some of the stuff from A New Hope.
Redo stuff? Can we get away with that?
Yeah, well, not like a lot of stuff. Maybe just have, like, a Force-sensitive lead character from a desert planet that dreams of a better life, some incredibly important information stored in a lovable droid, a powerful bad guy with a mask and a red lightsaber and a bad temper, a cantina full of questionable characters and strange music, the main female character getting captured and brought into a giant starbase that can destroy planets followed by a rescue mission to get her out, and then if there's time, a bunch of ships that get sent on trench runs to hit a weak point on the base and blow it up, the lightsaber death of an old mentor figure witnessed by the lead character, just a couple of things like that.
Oh, people won't be mad about us copying minor stuff like that, right?
No, I think if we call it fan service, we'll be good.
That's a good point. So, tell me about the new characters.
Oh, this is gonna blow your mind. One of the main characters is named Finn, and he's a stormtrooper.
But stormtroopers are evil.
That's what's amazing about this. Finn realizes that killing innocent people is bad and he doesn't want to do it.
That's really good. That's gonna humanize stormtroopers.
Exactly. They used to be these disposable things in Star Wars, and now it's like, these are people.
These are real people with real emotions and feelings.
Right, and stormtroopers didn't choose this life. Like, they were put into this at birth.
It really makes you see stormtroopers in a new light. So how does Finn escape?
Oh, well, he kills a bunch of stormtroopers and gets away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he and Poe have like a little stormtrooper murder rampage.
Poe?
Oh yeah, Poe is this awesome resistance pilot and also an opportunity for us to pull a Dumbledore if we want.
Pull a Dumbledore?
Yeah, that's when you wait a couple of years to reveal a character's sexual orientation.
Oh.
Yeah, there's kind of maybe a thing between him and Finn. We hint at it.
Interesting.
And then there's Raymond.
Oh, who's he?
No, she is the big star of this movie.
And her name is Raymond?
Raymond, yeah.
Eh.
You don't like it?
No, I'm not crazy about it.
Okay. I ran that by everybody in the office, but...
And everybody loves Raymond?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay.
Look, tell you what, I'll shorten it to Ray.
Yeah, that's better, and maybe change the A to an E.
Sure.
Thanks, that feels better.
So anyway, Rey is the new hero of the franchise.
I'm listening.
When we meet her, she's like super resourceful and has all these skills.
And she's gonna lose everything and have to go through big changes?
No, she's just gonna kind of realize that she has other skills too.
Oh, so instead of having a character arc...
No, it's more of a character just upwards line.
Very interesting, and what's her backstory?
Oh, we're barely gonna talk about it so everybody could come up with theories.
Smart.
And then there's Kylo Ren. He's the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia, and he's evil.
Really? What's his deal?
Well, he wants to be just like his grandpa Vader, and he has these really intense temper tantrums.
Oh, you know what? I could picture him already.
You have some ideas for casting?
Yeah, so you know that show Girls?
Yeah, that show that's all about women and real takes on their stories and their lives.
Exactly, so I'm thinking of the guy from that show.
Oh, so the big breakout star from Girls can be the guy from Girls.
Adam Driver. He'd be perfect.
I'm all for it.
Now tell me about the story, what actually happens in the movie.
Right, so everybody's trying to find Luke Skywalker because he's the only Jedi left.
He's the last Jedi?
Yeah.
I like the sound of that, remind me of that later.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
So anyway, there's an important part of this map that probably leads to him that's being kept inside this little droid called BB-8.
What's he look like?
Imagine if a salad bowl fell upside down on a soccer ball and for some reason you wanted to hug it.
That's gonna sell a lot of toys.
Oh, for sure. So BB-8 ends up alone on this planet called Jakku.
Jakku?
Basically Tatooine.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's kind of a string of coincidences, and that leads us to the end of the movie.
Coincidences?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Like what?
Well, BB-8 happens to stumble upon Rey, who happens to be Force-sensitive, and Finn happens to have his little spiritual awakening when they capture BB-8's owner, Poe, so he helps him escape because he needs a pilot, and then they happen to get separated during a crash on Jakku, and then Finn happens to put on his jacket so BB-8 can happen to point him out, and then they escape in a ship that happens to be the Millennium Falcon, and Rey happens to be a world-class pilot, and then almost immediately they happen to get picked up by its owner Han Solo, who also happens to be the father of the big bad guy and happens to bring them to see someone who happens to have Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, which happens to have a huge connection with Rey because she happens to have force powers, so when she gets captured by Kylo Ren, she happens to realize she has powers that help her escape, and then the resistance blows up the big bad guy base because it happens to have a big weak spot that they happen to know about because Finn used to be a janitor there.
And Rey doesn't kill Kylo Ren or vice versa?
No, the ground happens to open up between them and they can't finish fighting.
Doesn't that all feel a little too convenient?
Yeah, but I think we could chalk it up to like the will of the Force or whatever.
Okay.
You don't think people will buy it?
Well, maybe just to be safe, we can distract people with random cameos.
That could work. Who would you get?
Just off the top of my head, maybe.
So The Force Awakens pitch meeting that I made like half a decade ago, I remember being deeply proud of the Ray Romano joke, and I am happy to report that I still am to this day. Now that we're living in an age of AI and deepfakes and whatnot, I think some good could possibly come from all that if someone were to just take those three movies and put Ray Romano instead of Daisy Ridley. I think that could really unite a lot of people and just make people feel good. Also, man, this movie came out in 2015 and I'm reporting live from 2023 and they have just not stopped making this kind of movie. This kind of soft reboot sequel kind of movie where the old characters come back. It's just a non-stop flow of them. Harrison Ford has made three of them himself. And a lot, if not most of them, have nothing more to offer than, hey, did you know that your favorite characters are old now and not doing well? And then sometimes you'll get one that's actually pretty good and does well at the box office, which probably sets us up for another 5 years of attempts. I just know that 30 years from now, they're gonna do a Jurassic World reboot series and Chris Pratt's gonna be 75 and he's gonna show up. But coming back to the pitch meeting, that whole section where I'm talking about coincidences, in retrospect, seems maybe a tiny bit harsh. First of all, I was kind of talking about plot contrivances and conveniences. And I guess I think that having some of those is not the worst thing in the world. I think there are a lot of so the movie can happen moments in The Force Awakens, but also the movie has to happen, so I don't know, but there are a lot. I don't know, maybe I stand by it. I'm gonna mark this joke as still approved, kinda. I'd be curious to know what you all think of it if you wanna let me know in the comment section above. That's a little shout out to my upside down viewers. You guys don't get enough love. Question time. Do you feel pressured to do pitch meetings for certain movies or shows? For example, would you watch a Disney Plus Marvel show that you aren't interested in just because you think fans might expect a pitch meeting for it? I mean, yeah. Honestly, I don't think I would still be watching Marvel shows if I didn't have to make videos about them. I feel like I've probably hinted at that being my feeling a lot, and I know a lot of other people feel that way, but it's still, you know, that's what's popular, so that's what it makes sense to cover on the Pitch Meetings channel. Question, as a creative, do you ever look back at your older work with regret or just an appreciation for how you've grown over the years? It's a mix of cringe and appreciation. I've been making internet videos since before YouTube existed, so like more than 20 years, and you know what? Most of it is pretty bad and doesn't hold up and probably hasn't aged well, but you learn something with every single video you make, and I have like over 20 years of learning, and so I'm very appreciative of that. And also, I hope that 20 years from now, I'll look back at this and feel kind of the same way, whatever I'm doing in 20 years, which, if I'm being honest with myself, is appearing as an old grumpy producer guy in like a sequel remake of Pitch Meetings starring someone younger. This person's asking if I'm ever going to do Hot Ones or if they've reached out or if I've reached out. Funny enough, I actually did Hot Ones extremely recently. If you watch this clip, you can see I'm seated right there. Okay, no, that's Joey Fatone. That's Joey Fatone. Yeah, I would love to do Hot Ones one day. I'm just nowhere near that level of famous. If you look at the guests that they have on there, that doesn't make sense to have a little YouTuber dude on there. I'd also be terrified to do it because I don't really handle spicy foods well. That glass of milk that they hand to the guests when the food is too hot, that glass of milk is a little too spicy for me. If I were to go on, I would be proud to be their probably leakiest guest. All right, I'll see you soon. Bye.